Hi, this is Michael at MMA Legal.
Hi, this is Nicola Burns. You just phoned my phone.
Hi, Nicola. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Fantastic. Nicola, my name's Michael. I'm one of the investigators here at MMA Legal with a team helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you okay to have a quick 5-minute chat with me, Nicola?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, yeah. Just I'll need to go in another room.
Yeah,
my sister's watching telly.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. I'm in myself now.
Okay. Are you dialing? Are you ringing from your number yet? You are, Nicola. Yeah, that's fine.
Yes, I am. Yes.
No, it's just obviously because the calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Sometimes when I take inbound calls, it's tough for me to get the call recordings, but it's fine. I've got your number there. So just to let you know, Nicola, obviously my name's Michael. I'm an investigator in MMA. You've been handed over to me now.
Right.
My role is to get to know you, Nicola, get to know your case. More importantly, Nicola, is try and understand how your time in care and the trauma that you faced has had an impact on you into your adult life.
Yeah, it has, big time.
Yeah, I get that. What I'm not going to do, Nicola, is obviously I've got, you know, 5 care settings here.
Right.
I'm not going to go through them statements with you again. No, I don't need to just yet. I will do at some point in the future, but not just now.
Okay, yeah.
I just need to have a chat with you and see if, you know, how you are really and how you've been as an adult, whether that be for the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD.
I've got PTSD, I've got anxiety, I've got depression, I've got really bad mental health, do you know what I mean? And I'm a suicidal person and all. It kind of just, it's always there in my head, if you know what I mean. It's just, and I've acted on it a few times, but I'm still here, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I've got questions that I have to ask. And suicidal and has acted on it.
I've got borderline personality disorder and all, so that's all like been through all my life kind of way, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Okay. Borderline personality. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, you said that earlier you've acted on suicidal thoughts before.
Yeah.
Have any of them suicide attempts ended up in hospitalisation, Nicola?
Yes, it has, yes.
Okay.
On a few occasions.
So what I'm going to do, Nicola, with your permission, is I'm going to take your GP's details.
Yeah.
I'm going to write to your GP.
Okay.
I'm going to also get the hospital details that you admitted to for the suicide attempts.
Yeah.
I'm going to get all the information from them as well.
Okay.
What that does, that gives Scottish Redress an accurate picture of not only, you know, the abuse and the trauma you suffered in care, but also how it's affected you and followed you and haunted you, if you like.
Yeah, it has.
Throughout your adult life.
It has done. Yeah, I'm 53 now and I still think about it every day.
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry you had to go through that, Nicola, honestly. It's such a terrible way of starting your life. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're supposed to trust these people and this is what happens, you know what I mean? They don't work out nice.
No, I know. Can I take your GP's details, please, Nicola?
Oh, right. GP, right. Wait a minute. I need to find... I put them all in a bin.
If you haven't got the GP's names, I just need to practice
details. It's St Andrews. It's St Andrews practice.
The medical practice. Medical.
Yeah,
practice.
Yeah. St Andrews medical practice. Elliot Chapel. Wait a minute, I need to ask my sister.
It's okay. That's it. That's what I need.
Oh, is it? You got it.
Yeah.
St Andrews Elliot Chapel Clinic, something it's called. It's in a big building, but I'm at St Andrews bit.
Okay.
There's loads of different bits there.
What hospital was you admitted to for the suicide attempt, Nicola?
Well, I've done a few in Scotland. Been in a few in Scotland, and I've been in a couple down in Scunthorpe, and then I've been in a couple in Immingham and Grimsby, so yeah.
Okay, well, let's go through them. Let's go through them. Give me 2 seconds. Sure. Okay, let's go for you. Give me how you wish. Which ones you wish me to write to.
Right, this is going to be complicated because I can't remember them all.
Okay, give me what you can remember, there's no drama.
I've been 11-day hospital in Pollock.
11-day?
11-dale, yeah, L-E-R-V-E-N-D-A-L-E, 11-dale hospital,
and where's that?
It's in Pollock in Glasgow.
Okay. So, can you get rid of
it?
Pollock in Glasgow.
Yeah, I've been in the Southern General Hospital in Glasgow.
General Hospital. Yeah.
Yeah, that's in Govan, that's in Glasgow.
Yeah, I've got that one.
Right, now this is a bit all bit fuzzy because I can't remember.
It's okay,
don't
worry.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But I've been in Harrison House in Grimsby.
Harrison.
Yeah. Yeah, I was
taking
there. No, yeah, it's a medical mental health facility place.
Okay. And whereabouts is Harrison House?
That is in Grimsby.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I've been in, let me think. Great Oaks in Scunthorpe.
And what's that one, sorry?
It's again Great Oaks.
Can you spell it for me, sorry, Nicola?
GREATLAKS, Great Oaks.
Great Lakes?
Great Oak, as in tree, Great Oaks.
Ah,
like,
Great
Oaks, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's all right. I should speak Scottish to you, that's what it is.
Yeah, no. The Scouts and the Scottish, and you've got a bit of a mix of hull in there. I'm like,
oh. I've been everywhere, mate. I've picked up languages for all over the place.
So it's Great Oak Hospital.
Yeah, psychiatric hospital.
It's psychiatric hospital.
Okay. Yeah.
And whereabouts is that?
That's in Scunthorpe.
Okay.
Yeah. I know I've been in a couple of other ones, but right at
this
minute, I can't think of them.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's plenty. So what I'll do is I'll write to all of those different NHS trusts.
Yeah.
Also your GP. I won't obviously tell them why I'm writing. I don't need to.
Right.
But I'll get that information. I'll also get the information from your five...
I suppose.
Your 5 care settings that you were in. Social services.
Good to me either.
No. Do you want me to share that information with you, Nicola?
Yeah, if you could, yeah.
Yeah, of course, it's your journey, it's your information.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Okay. So everything I get, Nicola, I'll send you, okay? I'll send you a copy.
No problem. Yeah. I've just moved, so I'm going to have to tell you a different address.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to have to take your address.
I'm actually homeless at the moment.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, I'm living in a hostel in Hull.
Okay. Okay. So you won't have any proof of address there, will you?
There is an address, but it's like, do you send it there? Well, I think for now, I think you should send it to the crossings. I'll get it. And I'll be able to tell you how I get on, when I get on, if you know what I mean, because I don't know how long I'm going to be in this place.
Okay. Do you want to give me 2 seconds? Let me just get your details up. Let me just think, because I need to change your contact details, don't I?
Yeah.
I'm not the best at that. Do you want to give me your new address?
Yeah, it is the Crossings. It's 55 Great Union Street.
Sorry, 55
Great Union Street. And that's HU91AG.
HU91AG,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get them. I've been getting mail there for the last couple of days, so.
Okay. Let me just. Okay, so that's changed. So once I gather your information, Nicola, I'll send it to you, copies of it. We'll go through it together, me and you.
Yeah.
Make sure that we've got absolutely everything in all of your statements. Make sure you're happy with all of the evidence that we've got. We haven't missed anything out.
Okay.
Once we're happy, we'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress team along with all of your medical records.
Right.
What will then happen, Nicola, is then we'll get what's called a panel date. From the panel date, we'll then get information on how they've judged our case.
Yeah. Right.
And whether that's some form of recognition of what's happened to you, and also some financial compensation. What we'll then do, Nicola, is we'll then advise you on whether to accept or reject that compensation, depending on how strong your case is and what they offer us at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay, Nicola?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. That's fine.
Fantastic. Do you have any questions for me on that process?
I did have a question for you, and it's completely went out of my head.
It's okay.
I'm like that. I'm a bit, got like foggy brain, mate. I forget a lot of things.
Okay, no problem. If you remember, you can always give me a call. I'm
no problem. I was trying to phone you the other day, and my phone won't let me because you used a premium number or something. It's like, oh no. So I used the staff one in the hostel.
Sorry about that. I've changed the number, so that's
right.
Make it a bit more accessible to clients. So this is the number you can get me on. So if you want to save my number, Nicola,
I will do.
Give me a call whenever you wish.
No,
I just need to go back a step with you, Nicola. Due to the sensitive nature of these cases,
yeah.
I need to make sure you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So just to let you know that you can also, or you can, sorry, instead of going with the law firm, apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. That will obviously entail, if you so wish to, gather your own evidence and submit that yourself.
No.
So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there who help you apply and won't charge you any fees. They do this because they get paid direct from the Scottish Government in what's called a government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 whether you win, lose or draw.
Okay,
Now, legally, I can't divulge information on how they work, or more importantly, how they don't work for you. That's obviously a choice you have to make yourself. What I can tell you, Nicola, is that we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government.
Right, okay.
What we do is we'll enter into a joint venture with you under a no-win, no-fee. And what that means is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose. And it's on me and our law firm to go out and try and get you the best possible offer we can.
Right, no problem, yeah.
Now, just to let you know, Nicola, our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. What that means is no matter how much work we put into your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Right, okay.
On the flip side of that, Nicola, because obviously you've been through so much hardship and mental fortitude and mental hardship and throughout your life, we will never place you under any sort of financial hardship either. So if we are unsuccessful with your case, we will never come looking for our fees.
Okay,
our insurance policy will pay our fees, so it will never be passed on to you.
Right.
Is that okay, Nicola? Do you want
I don't understand them, but I can see where you're coming from, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you still happy for me to continue your case?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Nicola, you have 14 days from the date you sign your documentation, what's called a cooling off period.
Right.
What that means is you can rip up any agreements with us, or you could rip up any agreements with us and walk away and obviously then continue on this journey yourself, or whichever which way you wish to take that. Alternatively, Nicola, you can rip up or waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can start on your case immediately.
Yeah, I would do that. Get it.
Okay, so
get
you have to waive the 14-day period and start.
Get started. Yeah, I think so. Cause
okay.
This has been really hard on my life, do you know what I mean?
It's
affected nearly everybody in the family. It's not just me, it's my family as well, do you know what I mean? Trying to be normal just doesn't come easy for me, if you know what I mean.
I can just have to talk and see for 17 minutes. I can see, you know, just how much this has affected you. And you know, obviously the fact that you're now homeless and living in a hostel, I understand what you're going through.
It's not good, but
I know, I'm so sorry that you've had to go through all that, Nicola.
I'll get it sorted eventually. I actually might even end up back up in Scotland soon, so I just one of them ones.
How long ago did you move out to Scotland?
About 22 years ago. No, it's been more than that now. It's supposed to be about 24 years now, 25. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So are you thinking of going back up then?
I have been thinking about it, yes. I have been, but not at the moment. There's just too much going on at the moment, so I can't go anywhere. I need to stay where I am for now.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so what I'll do, Nicola, is within the next 2 weeks, I'll write to you with all my contact information, any after-hour numbers that you may need. Obviously, you have my number now, so you can call me back at any point, anytime you wish.
No problem.
I'll touch base with you once a month, just to let you know how I'm getting on. This isn't going to be a quick turnaround, Nicola. This is...
Yeah, I know. That's...
Just to get your information.
I didn't think it was going to be a quick process, you know what I mean? I knew there was going to be ins and outs of it.
Yeah, I'll fight tooth and nail for every piece of information I can get for you.
No problem.
And if you need me, Nicola, just give me a call.
Right. Okay, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah, that's awesome.
Do you have any questions for me, Nicola?
No, it's, as you say, I did have one, but it's gone now.
Okay, just give me a call.
I've got floaty brain. Yeah.
Give me a call if you need to, and if you need to leave the question on the answer message, or if I answer, obviously, just leave it there, and I'll get back to you with the answer.
No problem, that's smashing.
Okay, Nicola, thank you very much, and thank you for being so brave and speaking to me today.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. No problem, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nicola. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.